All right, guys, welcome to the Media Hijack Podcast. I'm your host, Billy Walters, and joining me is Chris Unholy Jesus.
What up, gang? We are back.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Media Hijack, episode 165.
Hell
yeah. Tonight, we got a jam-packed episode. I'm going to be talking about the Voynich manuscript and the Black Pyramids.
Oh,
what you got, Chris Unholy?
Oh, I got an epic like that. I just got some. I was gonna talk about this. I didn't know these existed, but called Red Sprites, which is like this red lightning in the sky. I'm gonna talk about it because I didn't know it existed, and they're still relatively new and super rare events that happen during thunderstorms, almost in space. I was gonna talk about a little bit about this dude, probably the most evilest man in world history, Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger. He was a Holocaust survivor turned probably one of the most greatest genocidal maniacs in all of history. He died like last week or the week before at the young age of 100 years
old. Was this the dude that he was the one that bombed like Cambodia? He gave like the green light to bomb Cambodia?
Yes. He gave the green light of Cambodia with that 154,000 bombings. And I was going to explain a little bit about why he did it, and it was stupid as shit and evil. And he did like other atrocities around the world too, including like trying to kneecap the black community or some stuff in America, like putting drugs in the community, working with the CIA, all this shit. But his biggest atrocity was like Cambodia. That's like the main thing he's most infamous for. His evil ass died like last week before, so I was gonna talk about his crazy ass for a second, so we can send him off to hell. And then I was gonna talk about a short story about a guy who stole, I guess people are stealing Android phones. Like, thieves are stealing people's wallets and stuff, or returning phones to their Androids. They don't want iPhones.
They don't want...
Crazy shit.
Wait, they're returning the Android phones?
Yes, returning Android phones.
Because that shit's trash.
And also, I might cover that story. Also, I'm going to cover a story about how someone wearing a butt plug almost died. They was wearing a butt plug, and it got shot right into their chest.
Wait, so they put the butt plug in, right? And then it just fucking suction up to his chest?
Yeah, they walked into room where, they walked into a, because we talked about it in the past too on the show, at least I did one time, I don't know if you remember, but how a guy walked into an MRI room with a gun, and a fucking gun went off because they always say, hey, don't bring metal into MRI rooms because it's a magnet machines and it's going to cause, metal to, malfunction. Mm-hmm. And so one guy last year bought a gun into an MRI room, shot himself and he died. And there's another story of somebody else doing it again, getting shot. And another story recently of somebody having a butt plug in them and in the MRI room, and it almost killed them.
That's horrible.
It's horrible. So, yeah. I might cover all those stories. We'll see, but if we got time. But
wait, so the butt plug? Oh, wait, never mind. Let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started. It's two different
All right, stories. So before we get started, if you guys want to get some official Media Hijack t-shirts, you can head over to themediahijack.com, grab you some t-shirts for the holiday. And then don't forget, like, if you guys want to catch us on Reddit and post whatever you guys want. Chris is over there. You guys can post whatever you guys want on Reddit. If you guys got some topics you guys want us to talk about, like, post on Reddit. And hopefully Chris is there to read it. If not, you guys can catch us on social media. We got all the links down there. You guys can message us on social media and then give us topics or whatever. I think we're going to start doing like a poll. Like, we'll give, like five different topics, right? And then we'll have, like, people vote on what topic they want us to talk about.
I like that. Take the stress off of us. Shit.
Right, because I saw, like, another podcast do that. But then I was thinking, like, our podcast, like, we don't really get a lot of, engagement. So I was like, okay, that probably might not work for us, right? I mean, I don't know.
We can speak amongst our circle.
We can try.
Yeah.
So there is people like in the background, like lurking and stuff, you know, they might be just like, watching. I kind of like that topic on Justin Bieber is gay.
Tell us about it. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber being allegedly gay.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you guys want to catch the replay for this live kick video, you guys can visit us on YouTube and catch a replay. And don't forget, like, all the audio listeners, we need your help. Apple, Spotify. Oh, by the way, like, on Spotify, we have all the videos up on Spotify.
Oh, shit.
Not all the videos, but I guess the last two videos we have on Spotify. So everything after this podcast, we're going to have all the videos on Spotify now.
Oh, nice.
So we're up there. Like, we have videos on Spotify now.
Hell yeah.
Let's go. Just like Joe Rogi. All right. We're there. We're doing it. Just like them, the big kids.
Right, we're here.
Yeah, we're there. All right. Don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe. Give us that 5-star. That's all we ask. We got no Patreon. We got no nothing. All we ask is just subscribe and leave a little comment. That's it.
And share, whatever. You know, whatever you got to do.
Yep. All right, let's get to the main topic, which is the Voynich manuscript. All right, so the Voynich manuscript is an ancient and undeciphered manuscript filled with illustration, diagrams, and text that's unknown. Like, the script right now is unknown. They can't figure it out. They can't decipher it. And this dates back to, like, the early 15th century with a whole bunch of researchers and cryptographers. They're trying to find, like, the meaning of, you know, this book and the origins of it. And I looked at the book and all the pages and stuff. It does look like, it looks like somebody was trying to, like write a book about everything about, like, they learned on Earth. Like, for example, like, with plants and stuff. Or yeah. With, like, with alchemy. Or with everything. But the crazy thing is, when, like, people, they try to decipher, like, the text, nobody could actually figure out, like, where, what they're actually trying to say. Like, it led back to, like, people trying to think it's, like a Hebrew language, right? And then this guy actually came out and said, like, oh, I decipher it, like, in Hebrew. But then, like, when the Hebrew people look at his, like, his decipher of what he did with a the book, they're like, no, this is not even correct. Like, that doesn't even make sense, even if it was in the Hebrew language. Mm-hmm. So, like, even till this day, because they said the book was written, like, over 600 years ago, and nobody till this day was able to even decrypt whatever is written in that book. And the book had, like, everything, like, from, like, plants to, like, I mean, the pictures, like, there's pictures of, like, there was pictures of, like, a whole bunch of women, right, slain, like, in a bathtub. There's actually, like, a lot of pictures of females in bathtubs. So they're like, okay. What's that?
You said of this, what you're talking about?
Like, females slain in a bathtub? Like, yeah, like, in that book.
Okay, like, I guess, like, the medicinal herbs, I'm guessing, because...
Yeah, and then they have, like, a bunch of naked females, like, there's, like, it's, like, drawn out. And they're, like, just in bathtubs. There's a lot of females in this book. And this book, it was written, it contained, like, 240 pages, like, written on animal skin. And then each of these pages was, like, it's, like, a combination of a lot of illustration and diagrams. Like, with plants. Like, the crazy thing is about it, right? It's, like, the plants that was drawn in this book, it's not even a plant that's on this earth. It's, like, a plant that doesn't even exist. They're like, okay, what kind of plant is this?
Alien plant.
Yeah, so, like, there's, like, a lot of theories about it, like, saying, like, oh, this might be, like, an alien that got, like, shipped off to Earth, right? He's unable to get back to his land, and then all he can do is just write about, hey, back on my planet, we had this and this and this plant, you know? That's not on this Earth. And maybe he was writing about, like, his own planet.
It'd be all saying he's from some other... Okay, I see what you're saying, yeah. I was thinking, like, either he's, like, a dude who got some alien seeds that he bought off of, like, a mysterious homeless man and planted it and then took notes. Or, shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or, like, what are you saying? Shit.
Yeah, because, like, nobody, like, really knows. Like, there's no, like, exact, like, person that, you know, that has, like, knowledge of, like, these manuscripts. Because... The only person, like, I guess they name it after this dude. His name was Wilfred Voynich. In 1912, he found a chest in a villa in Rome, Italy. And this is where he discovered the manuscript. The only reason why, like, they named it after him is because when he acquired that book, right, this is when he started trying to decipher it. And then he gave it to a whole bunch of other people to try to figure out what's going on, like, what's... with this book, if anybody can figure out, like, the language. Nobody can figure it out. And then this is where they gave the name, the Voynich manuscript. It's from that dude that bought it. a long time ago, like in Rome, Italy. And like some people were saying like maybe he made it up, but then like since this dude founded in 1912, right, that like there's no way like he made up all those stories, because they did the carbon dating and then it dated back like over 600 years ago.
Yeah,
so they're like, okay, like he couldn't have made all that shit up. So it's still like, even to like today, it's still a mystery. And then like there's like, of course there's a lot of theories about this whole thing with the whole manuscript. Like there's speculation that suggests that extraterrestrial beings, they were the one like proposing their manuscript contains like information about outer space, but we just can't like decipher it. But they're saying like aliens were the one that written all this information out on in this book, and they're saying this, like, if we're able to decode it, we might know more about outer space or whatever dimension that they came from.
Yeah, right. I'm assuming that these, some, like, are there any plants in this book that, like, I'm assuming that we don't see any more on this planet, but it's documented as they did exist at one time?
Maybe.
Cause I was wondering, like, I was thinking, that's a dumb thought, but I was thinking, like, can plants go extinct? Like, a specific type of plant just, like, die and never come back, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, how, like, creatures can, like, you know, other species can, like, is it possible for plants to die and not be able to come back? Or, I don't know, I never really thought about that to just now, like, can plants, a specific plant go extinct, you know?
Yeah, and that's like, definitely, like, a thing. Like, if animals can go extinct, plants can go extinct easily. Like, let's say, like, one brush fire can kill, like, a whole species of, like, a certain type of plant.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking, like, maybe that book do have, like, plants that existed before here on Earth. And then it became, like, a plant that you can't even grow no more because it's, like, completely gone. Right. Yeah, that's...
Soil all fucked up, you know? We got all types of shit in the soil. Yeah. Because if you, like, look up stuff about, like, the research, like, what they do with soil, man, this soil on this planet is, like, wrecked. It's horrible. This shit is done, man. You better go to, like, the purest of places where no humans are at to get some good soil, man. So it might be one of them things, too. Where...
Yeah, like, that's like, the thing, like, with the, you know, the Indian dude, Sadhguru? He's like a yogi. And he talks about, like, how soil, like, around the earth is, like, it's so, like, dried up to where, it's to the point where, like, if we don't take care of our soil right now, our future generations won't be able to grow nothing.
Real shit. The plants need the soil. If you can't get the soil right, then you can't grow shit.
Right. Like, it's saying, like, a lot of the soil is becoming, like, sand right now. So, if, like, a lot of soil is becoming, like, sand right now, right? Like, dude. Like
the texture of it?
The future looks grim unless, like, we do something about it. So, like, what he did, right, the dude, Sadhguru, he talked to every single nation, like he did like a road trip, right, on a motorcycle. He went to every single nation, and then he gave his speech about like, hey, you guys gotta fix your soil, like, or we're gonna teach you guys how to make the soil better so we're, you guys can like grow things again instead of like letting the soil dry up to where it becomes like sand to where you cannot plant nothing no more. So he's saying, like, if you guys don't do nothing, right, your future generation, like, 20, 30, 40 years from now, like, 40 years from now, they won't have nothing to plant. So there would be no natural plant that's going to be growing, like, for humanity. And that's going to be the beginning of the end of this generation.
All of us, man. Real shit, because that's why I was hearing all these theories about, like, okay, if the soil is starting to dry up or is, like, contaminated on this planet, that means plants can't grow. And if plants can't grow, our food that we eat can't eat. And then so now that's what they're stuck with, like, cloning and all this other shit now that they're trying to, like look more into. Like, hey, we might have to find an alternative source for meat because we can't really keep these animals alive if this planet is kind of, you know, is not suitable for them.
Yeah, it's going to trickle down. And we're going to be at the end of it. And we're going to be like, holy shit, like, we're fucked.
It's all in Big Macs, bye.
Eat your McRib now. Enjoy that McRib.
Right?
The McPlastic.
that lab made McRib.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
All right. I got to take a leak real quick.
Okay.
We'll be all right. All right. And we're back. All right. So, for Herbal Medicine Guide, They said, like, due to some of the detailed illustration of plants, some theorize that it could be the guide to herbal medicine. But, you know, like, since they couldn't identify, like, what type of plants these are, like, what they're describing, like, the whole thing is a mystery. That's why, like, this Voynich manuscript is one of the most, like, mysterious books that's never been, like, decoded. Like, they can't figure out, like, what exactly what they were trying to explain in this whole 240 pages book.
So it's only 240 pages? That's pretty short for, like, something that's supposed to be, you know, I mean.
Big pages.
I was thinking, like, Bible size. Like,
imagine like 240 pages like of information that nobody ever figured out what it means.
All right, true. That's a lot of shit then. That is a lot.
In over 600 years, too.
600 years.
Because if you think about it, in the last just 200 years, how advanced our technology came, right?
Yeah, man.
And this is 600 years ago.
The last, what, 5 years?
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, so like some symbols and drawings have led to people to think that a lot of it might be related to alchemy, but you know, like all of everything that they even think of, like they don't know for sure, you know, because it could be still like a hoax. This is what they're saying. It could be like an elaborate hoax. Because some argue that the manuscript could be like a clever like forgery that's created to deceive like puzzle people who's like, you know, that likes to figure out like puzzles. Like it may be like one of those things, like just to trick people, you know, like an ongoing like puzzle, like just like the Zodiac Killer.
Oh yeah, when he's leaving like encrypted messages and
right, and then he leaves it like in a newspaper.
Yeah. It's like the dude that, I think it was the Zodiac Killer. I think one of the cops or the police were creating like a cipher code just to try to decipher it. I mean, they had like, that reinvented the whole serial killing game right there.
Yeah, like that whole thing. Like, what he was giving all the information, like in the newspapers and stuff. That's like the modern age version. But imagine like they were doing this 600 years ago, right? And they were doing like these type of puzzles they written out like in books and stuff, like a language that doesn't even make sense. But it's like, it's just a kid doing like random shit, right? And drawing a random plant. And he ends up making a whole book, confusing humanity like over 600 years later. And we're still baffled by it. But it's just like a kid's project. Hey, make up whatever you guys want to make up. And then he writes this random ass book. But if you look at the scripture, right, because I did get, like, some of the, like, official pages where I can actually see, like, the writing. Mm-hmm. To me, when I saw it, it looks like, you ever see Lord of the Rings?
Hell yeah, I love them. I love that movie.
You know, like, the writing they have, like, in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, yeah, all, like, the little fancy, like, cursive. And...
Right. It looks just like that. Yeah, and it's crazy how, like, these scholars and stuff, these cryptographers, whatever how you say it, They can't even like decipher, you know, like this type of handwriting. Like it's really that ancient.
Man, they don't even know that they lost. That's why I lean in that theory of like what you're saying, like this it might not be from this world, because they seemed able to, like, just humanity as a whole, we're pretty good at deciphering like languages and stuff, even like old like Latin and shit.
Right.
But it gets to a point where we start getting like to like maybe like hieroglyphics are kind of like, they don't know. These pictures kind of depict something. But then there's some things that we just don't know about how it's otherworldly, man. Like we just.
Yeah. Like I think it's going to be coming down to like where we need artificial intelligence to decode these old writings or messages, right?
Yeah.
Like with the accumulation of like knowledge of like the whole internet, the whole world, the whole knowledge, right? You can probably like encode like or decode like whatever script or language that's from way before. Because like there's this new thing, right? I saw this video where they showed Vladimir Putin, right? And they're looking at the moon landing and they said like there's like AI technology that can like detect if like a video or image has been altered. And they showed Vladimir Putin like an image of you know, the moon landing, right? And then it shows like the AI detected that the image was fake, and they showed it to his face live. And then, you know, Vladimir Putin, he was like, that's interesting, but he didn't say nothing else. All he said was, "That's interesting." Would you?
Because he already knew.
Because he knew, like, what the U.S. is bullshit with that shit. So, like, when AI like determine, like, hey, like this moon footage, that shit is fake, dude.
Like I believe the moon landing was real, but if the truth ever came out that it was fake, right. I straight up be like, yeah, I get it. I get why it would be fake. I wouldn't even fight it. I wouldn't be like, no. I'd be like, yeah, I get it. It was fake. No, it makes sense for it to be fake if it was.
I'm with the same page as you. I believe that we did land it on the moon, but all the footage and video, it wasn't all legit.
Yeah,
I believe like we did land it there, and it's like some shit like pop off and shit. But I believe like a lot of the images like they had to show to the public, whatever, those were altered. Yeah, like especially like the video where it shows it taking off back up, right? And then like, okay, if someone's video recording it taking off, like, did he get back on the shuttle? Yeah. Was he back on the shuttle, or he's just busy filming?
Because it
was Hollywood.
I'm the mindset of this. Like, if it's fake, my brain automatically thinks of, all right, so you're willing to show us like something so, really going to the moon is like a sensitive like information. You're willing to show this to the whole damn world that you landed on the moon. I guess it's a flex. I guess if you want to think of it from that level,
it's a big flex.
But to me, that's like such a like a huge like sensitive information to that you got to the moon that I can only think that it's a lie that you would broadcast. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's like, or it's like you just showing like, yeah, we made it to the moon, but like, cause it could be the thing of like, yeah, we made it to the moon, but this footage we're showing you is not the real world account of what happened. Something else happened there. This is like our version that would tell you that happened. Maybe they came across like some, I don't know, some fucking Transformers or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I believe like we did went there, but when we did go there, they encountered like something where they're like, holy shit. Like, we can't tell people this stuff. Like, it's too much.
But they know we're here, so we got to send them a video. We got to give them proof.
Yeah, we got to give them something. And then, like, maybe, like, they're like, no, you can't use it. Bill. Like, you can't use this video. Blah, blah, blah. And this is, like, the people on the moon speaking. Like, oh, you can't use this video. And the people, like, you know, they're like, Neil Armstrong or whatever, whoever it was, like, the main guy that was controlling the ship. They're like, okay, we're not going to use this video. Whatever, we're going to come back. We're going to just make up a fake video, right? Mm-hmm. We're gonna get somebody in Hollywood to film like the video that we actually did all this stuff.
Stanley Kubrick.
Because like, there's like, you know, they're saying like, hey, like we did actually land there, but we can't like produce like videos that we landed there, so we gotta fake it.
Yeah, we gotta fake it.
Right, but they did. I believe they did actually land there, but like the videos that they had to fake it just for the public.
Oh yeah. Some of the best lies are the ones with mixed up with the truth.
Like, I think like, that's definitely mixed up with the truth.
Like, we went to the moon, but this is our account. We planted a flag. We didn't go to cut no alien deals or like, we can't talk about that
shit. I think they're like, man, you better get your ass off this moon. Don't come back. Don't use whatever footage, whatever. Like, give me that camera.
Here, give it
to me. You gotta yank that shit out.
They're like, we're gonna give you this tape. Play this tape for your people.
Yeah, they're like, no, you guys better. I don't give a. Go back to Earth, make up your own shit. I think that's what happened.
Don't come back.
Yeah. Like they did land there, but they didn't have like the real footage. So they had to come back to Earth and then prove like, oh, we landed. Yay, we landed.
We planted this flag.
We did it, guys.
And y'all ain't build nothing after that. Y'all build shit everywhere else on Earth. You ain't gonna build shit on the moon unless it was already occupied.
Yeah, what's the deal with that, right?
This ain't no Native Americans no more. This is aliens. You can't be just taking shit now. This is off-world.
Like NASA, you guys don't want to go back to the moon after that?
Man, no, they go past it.
After that successful mission on the moon, you guys don't want to go back, you know? Like,
they go more past studies? It
every time. Like, what do you guys want to go to? You guys want to go to Mars?
I think we're trying to go back to the moon again, right? Or some shit?
China went there like 1,000 times already.
I think NASA's trying to like prep up like an actual mission right now to like they're trying to send people to the moon again. For what reason? I don't know. I don't know.
Optics.
Is it the annual human meeting with the moon people? Not the annual, but you know what I'm saying? Like the 50 years after the 50 year meeting that we have with the moon people? I don't know.
Senior leaders. No, I think the moon people is the one just watching us. So, like, if you guys are to send anybody, like, are you guys dumb? Like, didn't we talk about this? Like, don't send nobody here. Mm-hmm. We're actually here to help you guys. Don't send nobody. You guys are a project. A big project.
Yeah, we're a pop-up experiment.
You're a project, and you're reaching the end.
The end of it?
The deadline, or the end of the project.
The end of this phase of this project.
Mm-hmm. All right, so like with the Voynich script, so some people think it's like a lost language. Like they think it's like the possibility that like the text represents a language that has become extinct. And then, you know, that if you think about it, if a language that becomes like extinct, like it also adds to like the difficulty of trying to decipher this. If it's like a lost language, then if you think like a lost language, right? Like, I was thinking like a lost empire. Let's say, for example, like Atlantis, right? A lost empire. Like, would you think they would have like a language that was completely lost, like in translation? And then like anything that's written out, like from like a civilization that was already lost and, you know, of existing, right?
Yeah,
and then there would be a book to where nobody in the world can even decipher. Like it doesn't match any language.
I would assume so, because just with us as humans on this planet, we all speak different languages as is. This is just a part of humanity. This ain't even like we all the same human race. If you take out the color, we all the same species, but we all have different languages. So in Atlantis, obviously, I would definitely think they would have like a whole different type of like dialect and language or whatever you would want to call it. And probably more sound based, probably no pronunciations. Maybe it might be some, it could be noises really, like how animals do. Animals communicate with noises, and maybe like how, I don't know, some things like, I don't know, it's like this. It's like, for example, I can understand like Spanish a little bit or like Mexican a little bit, but I can't write it. Really read it, but I can understand like certain things. So maybe certain things can only be, you know, there's like a loss in translation between what you write something for some people and then what you hear, and you can see like with body expressions. And I could be like that. I could be like that. The whole thing I'm saying with like with Atlantis is like everything is completely different on how they communicate, including writing. But yeah, I don't see why it would be anything like English. Like they speak like an English man with a British accent or anything. They probably speak like some echo shit, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, then like, write cluck, it, cluck, cluck, cluck. You know? Like they speak like the dolphins and stuff, or yeah, would they?
Because sound travels like way better in water, man. Like way better than air. Sound travels far in water.
The sonar technology.
Yeah, so it's about like.
Yeah, it bounces off every image, right? Like, let's say if you're able to master like a sonar tech, like within your own brain, right? And you swim in the ocean with your eyes closed and you're sending sound waves, right? You could actually feel every single object. You know where every single object is. So you would like react like naturally to like if you're swimming through like a body of water with all these stones and stuff in your way, right? If you're using sonar technology, you're knocking off all these sounds and then you know exactly where all these objects are.
Yeah.
That's like super advanced technology.
Yeah.
And I think like they got like some of this technology, like they used it in like submarines where they're able to use like sound location to locate like whatever anything is at. Like doo doo doo, right? It's bouncing off sound off of objects. So I think they learned that from animals.
Yeah, straight up. Bats use it.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's like humans. So I realized too, because I remember seeing this a long time ago, but it's like if you look at types of machines that we use in this world, a lot of them originate from like insects or like the design, like some sort of like insects or even other like animals that exist out there.
Exactly.
Because that's what we drew the inspiration from for like machines was like, supposedly, this is what I heard a long time ago, is like it's based off of what we've seen in nature. Like, hey, a bird can fly, let's build a fucking plane. Like, you know, it's all inspired by nature prior. So we mimic a lot of like what nature does a lot, all the time.
Yeah, like one like good example is a Japanese bullet train. How they were designing the nose of the train, right? Like before, like they designed like the nose of the train, like what they thought, like what the engineers they thought was like the best way to design the nose of a plane. And then they shot it like through like the bridge, right, through the tunnel. And as soon as like they got to the end of the tunnel, it created like a sonic boom because of the air pressure and everything. And like they couldn't figure out like, holy shit, like we created like a sonic boom just from like the train going through a tunnel. Because it was created like wrong, right? So they started studying like the nose of like the certain type of bird. It's like a certain type of bird, like a blue bird with the nose that shaped like a. Like they watch how this bird like flew in the air. Like, if we did that shape design for our bullet trains, maybe it will have like the smooth transaction when it goes through that tunnel. So they redesigned like the whole train, right? To like the same shape of that nose of that bird, and then they ran it through the tunnel, and it was like a smooth like a transition to when the train goes through that tunnel, and there was no sonic boom or nothing. It was just like shoo, like it was smooth from an animal design.
Oh, nature's the blueprint, man. Straight up.
Yeah, that also reminds me of like how like Japan, right? They design like their subway systems, right? They use like a mycelium. Like the fungi, right? And then they would put like these like food sources at the major cities, right? It's like a diagram of the city, and then put like the food sources on each city, right? And then they let the mycelium like grow in that whole network, see what's the best way that they can do like the subway system. I told the story before. So like
They based off about how it grows in the ground and
right.
So
they based like the whole tunnel system like by how the mycelium like ate like the protein that they put in the city, and then they reversed it back, and then they're like, holy shit, so this is the best way we can run the subway system according to like the mycelium network. They gave them a way better diagram of how you should run like a subway system to get to point A to point B a whole lot faster. Damn. Yeah, it's
nature.
Nature's already there, man. Nature's wild, man. Yeah, we kind of ignore it.
Yeah, we just pretend like we the kings of Earth.
But yeah, like
nature's always gonna be here. This ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, nature's like, we've been there before. Like you guys just got here. You guys are still new. Like we get it. You guys got technology. From so-and-so, your alien brothers.
You're like ants. You guys just build shit.
Yeah, like they gave you technology. You guys don't even really know how to use it.
I don't know.
Because you guys are still fighting. That's why.
So busy. I really believe that, man. We're so busy fighting that we can't get shit. We can't go forward.
Yeah, with all this technology, like you would think like they'll fix some shit, right? But there's still a lot of like division.
Real shit. Oh, not to go super duper off topic, but I heard that CRISPR just figured out a way how to cure sickle cell anemia. I think is
pronounced. Holy shit.
And black people, CRISPR just got like a way to fucking cure black people from sickle cell, which is a super deadly disease.
Is that why their stock went up a little bit?
I don't know. I don't know. I heard about today.
I was like, I still damn, have like, I was like CRISPR right again, stocks, eh? But yeah, like, but I feel bad holding their stock because I was like, Am I supporting the bad guy? I don't know. Right? Yeah.
These are villains?
Yeah. It's so confusing, dude.
I think when it comes to science, somebody got to be the bad guy. Somebody has to do the unethical shit to make it like, hey, we had to study it.
I think that's the only way it can advance, right? Yeah, gotta break eggs.
Who's going to volunteer?
Right. Yeah, you got to break some eggs.
I hope I'm not the egg, but yeah.
No, the kids are the eggs.
Oh.
My foot fell asleep, but yeah. But yeah, so like, yeah, the Voynich manuscript. All right, so there's speculation that like this manuscript contains like coded political and religious messages like from a specific historical context. So they're saying like the text that's written in this Voynich manuscript might be like political messages and religious messages that was written way back over 600 years ago. to try to control, like, you know, the masses in the future.
You think it, like, in a good way? Like, they're trying to guide us, like, with the right hand, and, like, you know, they're trying.
I mean, if you think about it, like, with the Bible, right? Like, how many, like, the Bible went through, like, a lot of revisions, right? The New Testament of LeBron James or whatever. I don't want to shit on the Bible like that. I'm just playing. But, you know how, like, the Bible has, like, so many different versions, right? So, like, you would think, like, okay, is there, like, an original Bible, right? To where, like, the people who want to have control of the Bible, they have to take all the information and then rewrite everything. Meaning that a lot of the real information was, like, redacted from, like, the original writings of the Bible.
Right up. I believe that.
You know, like, in order to, like, fulfill, like, whatever, what's the word? Like, whatever they're trying to, like, send a message to, or what's the word? Damn. Like, whatever they're trying to teach people, like, they wanted to teach, like, their way instead of, like, the way of, like, the original Bible. It's, like, their word. What do you,
like,
call that?
Theocracy, I guess. Like, trying to control the masses with, what do you mean? As far as, like, you're talking about, like, as far as I'm teaching people, like, what they're saying, how it's interpreted versus the reality.
Yeah,
of what,
like, they give, like, their way of interpreting, like, reality, like, or, like, the real shit.
Well, it's, like, indoctrination is one.
Yes, that's a good word. Indoctrination, like, with whatever they feel like is true, or what they want to cut out.
Yeah,
but they don't want to give you a full truth.
Because I've always been like this, man. I was like, man, if Jesus was, like, a real dude, which I think he was, I think he was a straight, he was a real guy for sure. But, like, with him being who he was and how he was basically assassinated and turned into a martyr, why would, since the bad guys won this story, why would they try to, why would anyone after that try to carry on the word of someone who just got killed in a brutal way? To me, in my mind, I'm thinking, like, except the Roman Empire is what killed, you know, Jesus, because the crucifixion crosses was, like, an execution style they had back in the day. Roman Empire didn't like this dude walking around spreading peace and love. So he was like, yo, we got to get rid of him. So he got rid of his ass, and then now here they are. Like, now that they control the narrative, it's like, okay, now we can say, like, what he was doing. We can kind of control what we want with the people, because we can't tell him about, you know, we can't tell him about what he was really speaking on. You know, we killed everyone, you know?
Yeah.
So we got to still, we control the narrative, man. So the victors always control history, man. Straight up. They
be worried. Yeah, that's the saying. The history is written by the winners.
Yes, every time. So I was like, why would I believe anything y'all telling me when the dude y'all went after is dead? Like, what? Makes no sense.
Yeah. Religion is wild, dude.
It's just scary to me. Very scary.
All right, so another thing with the Voynich manuscript is it's saying that, you know how the celestial stars and the star chart and everything, astronomical illustration, the purpose and accuracy of these drawings remain uncertain. But, like, a lot of, like, the stuff that they actually drew, like, in these books with, like, astronomy and stuff, like, it, like, links up to, like, what's actually, like, in the skies. Oh, shit.
You these technologies, but I can share with you.
What was that?
Was that our alien overlord?
Intern, like, fell asleep and pushed the new button.
Fell asleep at the wheel.
But yeah, like, there's, like, a lot of, like, like, diagrams, like, in the book where they drew a lot of, like, the astronomical illustrations that matches up to, you know, the diagram, like, of, like, the stars, like, right now in the sky. And it's pretty accurate. So, like, the person who ever wrote this book is not just, like, a child or somebody that didn't understand anything. Like, the fact that they had, like, these stars, like, correct, like, in their diagram in the book, it shows you that there's intelligence behind whoever written the manuscript. So it's not random. It's not, like, no random kid drawing a random, you know, like, a random plant or something that doesn't exist. Like, if you're drawing, like, a... like, in astronomy, right? If you're drawing, like, a star system that matches up to, like, a star system, like, today, like, how we can, you know, you can verify that. Mm-hmm. Like, the book is it's legit. I think the book is it's legit. Like it wasn't written by no child or anybody. Like I think it's written by somebody who has knowledge like way beyond like what we can even understand even 600 years later.
About how all this shit works.
Yeah, it's deep.
Yeah, I went to like is it last year? Damn, I'm losing track of time. Last year, Chicago, I went to like this planetarium right on like on Lake Michigan, and you would see like telescopes the size of like a damn room, and it was like, yeah, this is how back then they was able to map the stars and stuff. I'm like, what? Like, how are these people even like keeping track of all this, man? I can barely keep track of my damn car keys, but they was keeping track of stars, how this planet was spinning. And it's a different way. And this is before machines, man. So it's like, who?
Yeah.
How would I got? Some people probably want to say like maybe math, I guess, or something. They want to explain it, but it's like, but how do they know this math? How do they know this math works?
We barely know that shit. We got like machines to do like the thinking for us. So like, minus all the machines and the technology, like, do we still know how to do that?
Oh man,
fuck, I think no.
There's a story I've been trying to like think of the right recently, but I want to be like, it was a story about how the reason why humanity the way it is because cavemen found like a machine and told them every step of the way how to build society and what they need to do. Like it was like a machine the whole time, like a little computer.
Yeah.
Like they came across a machine, like a caveman came across a machine in a cave or some shit, and he's like, hey, 0101110. It's like, oh, he's telling us to make fire, and they make fucking fire, and they go back every time. Right,
but they don't understand how they make computer. Fire. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like we're going through stages like that. You know, it's like, oh, you learn how to make fire, learn how to make this, learn how to make that, and then, okay, this is how you make it. Okay, you know? It comes to like to the end. Like, how can you explain like this type of technology? For example, you know, like the nuclear power plant. How do you explain how nuclear power plants work, right? That stuff is very complicated.
Hell yeah.
But, like, somehow, like, humans were able to, like, harness, like, this technology, right, of nuclear power plant, and they're able to create it into a weapon.
And mine it. And mine the shit.
Right. So they're like, what the hell? What the heck? What's going on, humans?
Yeah, we just made uranium. Like, what?
Yeah, they went from, like, caveman to, like, blowing up half the damn planet up.
Fucking making nukes and still trying to build some more. Like,
what? Yeah, like you give them like a little bit of candy, right? And then they fucking start a Willy Wonka factory. Like, slow down.
It reminds me of like one of them like telltale games, the video games we gotta make choices and decisions. I feel like humanity got to a point where it was like, save humanity, cure all diseases, make a nuke. It was like, we picked the right choice. We're not right. The wrong choice, but we were right. And then, you know, we decided to make weapons instead of like, you know,
yeah,
real shit. Like, put like, money into like
go the right way. Like, no, I think I want to defend myself a lot more. Let's make more weapons for defense.
I want to control the sun. Like, right. I want some nuclear energy.
How can I harness the energy of the sun?
Like, we make the wrong choices every time.
Yeah, like, what they call that? Like, level one planet? What they call it?
Oh, level one civilization.
Level one civilization. When you ask to control, you could harness the power of the sun. Yes, which I think, man. Like, what we actually did. So I think we're labeled, like, a level one civilization. Right, because like level two would be like harnessing like power stars or some shit like that.
Yeah, I think level one is still like you still trying to get off of like the planet, like we're creating like a system here, but we can't even get off the planet. Level two might be like okay, space exploration or maybe crossing other dimensions, and then kind of whatever it is kind of like the next step after we get off Earth.
Right,
I would like if we land on Mars, that would be like all right, maybe like a type two because now we're basically just like.
Exploring space,
conquering Mars, but
yeah,
yeah, yeah, we're like, losing space.
It should be like an easy way for us, like to go to Mars, like and not using like a whole bunch of rocket ships, right? Like I think the way we should advance more to where we can travel between spaces, like cutting through like reality.
Yeah, I say, hey,
punch I think a hole they've been reality. Dabbling yeah. with that.
Interstellar did that shit perfectly.
Yeah,
they were using like what black hole? Actually, I think they were using actually no. They weren't punching a hole in reality. I think Interstellar was like, they had a ship that was being slingshot across the galaxy,
right,
through like black holes. Like black hole, they were using black holes to pull them. Mm-hmm. Just, damn, that was fucking bullshit, man. But yeah, like we got forgot how fast it went in rocket fuel. That shit's trash. It's just if we can't realize this, it's even like fuel and gas and all shit is like even turning up our planet. We even forgot a better way to just how to move in general, even off this planet. Like,
right, like the whole slingshot effect, right? Like, they were saying like there was like this tic tac object in space, right, a long time ago. I don't know, maybe a few years ago, where it actually uses like the Earth gravitational pull, like as a slingshot, to slingshot itself, to pull itself like a whole lot faster into like whatever they're trying to go. But they did use it, that gravitational pull, the whole slingshot effect, and that was real. That was documented by NASA and everything, and they're wondering like they're wondering like if this tic-tac whatever object, I think they call it like a muamua, it's some type of Hawaiian name that they gave it, because it was like a some type of rock, but it was shaped like a tic-tac, and it was able to slingshot itself like through our atmosphere and everything to get to whatever location they're trying to travel to. And they believe that it was manned by something intelligent. It wasn't, you know, just a rock. It was manned by something intelligent. Because you don't just do that.
The best way to get around, man. Fuck, man, that fuel shit is stupid. That never made sense to me.
Yeah, that's why, like, when Elon was doing the whole SpaceX stuff, like, still using stuff with a lot of, you know, rocket fuel.
I was like, why, man?
Yeah,
like, they got satellites.
We're not monkeys no more. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they got like satellites that like go around our planet, and then when they try to send it off to space, it goes like around Earth, and then like somehow like it'll create a, like they try to put it on the path to where, okay, whatever we're trying to go to, we need to kind of like follow this gravity of pulls. It's kind of like slingshot through your entire way across the solar system to just get a satellite out there. But it takes a long time though. That's why it took like 11 years to get to Pluto with a satellite. And that's when it was like, oh man, Pluto's actually kind of fucking tiny. It's a dwarf planet. But it took like 11 years for that trip. But it was all because it was slingshotting. Just using planets' gravities and shit.
Yeah. So like the whole thing, like what Elon is doing with SpaceX, with NASA, I think that might be some primate shit.
Oh yeah.
It's primitive. It's old school. Like I don't think we should be traveling through space with rockets.
No. I was like, you're just wasting money. You spend money on...
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, I think the government knows that it's wasting all that resources and everything just doing that, you know, because they probably know the truth, and they're like, let's just let him do his thing, you know, because what if we tell him to stop and be like, hey, stop. We actually have technology, like we can just fly through these planets like almost instantly without like using rocket fuel. Like putting a bottle rocket on a spaceship. Who does that? Monkeys. Right.
Just fresh. Starting out.
Drop the mic. Monkeys do that. Like, we're not monkeys, man. Stop putting bottle rockets on
the space.
Big ass spaceships.
With a Tesla car.
Yeah, like no, don't. They're not put rocket fuel on anything.
Yeah, no, man. It's stupid. We gotta move past that. And I know we can, man.
Yeah, I think it's just they're not telling him. Like, hey, we got technology ready. But yeah, you can do your thing. Like, you're doing a good thing.
Oh, yeah. It might prevent all them goddamn ships exploding in space and failure liftoffs and all that, man. Like, use something different. It's like I'm gonna have a fuel leaking out and blowing up or something, you know?
Yeah, that's scary. That's dangerous, dude. Imagine, like, watching your people go up in space, right? In a rocket that's like a... That's so sketch. Like, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then they go up in space on YouTube Live, right? Everybody's watching, 10,000 people watching. And then you just blow up in front of 10,000 people.
Probably a million. Millions.
Yeah, like the next day, millions.
Millions, man. Damn. Reminds me of that spaceship, like I think it's like in 2002, that one spaceship that took off and blew up in the sky. Horrifying, man. It happened in Florida, man. This is like people's body parts is landing like other people's backyards and shit, like Breaking Bad or something. It's crazy.
All right, well, we're gonna take like a quick break real quick.
All right.
Get the intern to wake up, because I think we sound a little boring talking about space. Yeah. But we'll be right back, and then we're gonna start on Chris' topic.
All right.
Be right back. And we're back with Chris Unholy.
Yes, sir.
Right, so that's pretty much like the end of like that topic where I was talking about the Voynich script, Voynich manuscript. So like basically, till this day, nobody has ever decoded none of it. So till this day, we don't know what the message is actually. And then on top of that, like this manuscript, the whole book, the original book, is actually in the like the Yale University library. So that's where you can actually find it.
Big brain school.
Yeah, the original book is in Yale University.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Damn. This is legit.
Yeah, it's legit. They got this shit locked up, dude. In a damn chlorine tank or something. I don't know.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of earlier, too. I meant to say this. That's why, like, because we talking about, like, how with Atlantis, like, how, like, maybe sound travels, like, how sound travels better in water and stuff like that. Yeah. That's why people who have, like, ESP or, you know, that's part of the MK Ultra, mm-hmm. they got put in that deprivation tank because water helps with the, even with the sound waves, because we talk about the car keys and the keys heads. Yep. You know what I'm saying? It's all, like, the whole, water is weird, man. Water is, like, the key to a lot of shit, man.
Yeah, because, like, basically, like, the a lot of nature is made up of water. Like, us, like, we're, like, 70% water. Like, a tree, how many percent of a tree is water?
Yeah.
Plants, how many percent of a plant is water? So, everything is based on, like, water. Water is, like, the building structure of basically, like, life.
Yeah, this is what, like, even with, like, NASA scientists, when they go out searching for planets, the first thing to look for is water. Because they said that's like the basic structure of all life, no matter like, as far as our knowledge goes on how life is supposed to thrive, everything starts with water, no matter what. So that's why they always like, go to water, like the other planets. They look like, okay, there's ice crystals on this planet filled with methane. That means there might be some water on this planet somewhere. Because that means life always starts from water, everything.
Mm-hmm. So, exactly.
It's like an incubator for us, I guess, for all life, so.
That's the start of everything.
Oh, yeah. All right, let me get started on my topic. Sorry. Because I just remember what I was wanting to say earlier and I forgot that quick.
That's like my brain. Like a damn.
Just goes off. All right. What
they call it. Okay, go ahead.
Buffalo. All right, so let's see. All right, so the thing I was going to talk about tonight was red sprites, or also referred to as like red lightning, red storms, bunch of names for it I was coming across, but. It's this natural phenomenon that happens, like, above, like, in the Earth's atmosphere, about 80 kilometers, which is, like, for us people who can't seem to understand kilometers, like myself, it's 50 miles above the Earth. I think that they said, like, roughly 40 to 50 miles above Earth is where these storms happen. It says in the mesosphere and account for only 5% of all lightning phenomenons. So, like, on a global scale, this only happens, like, 5% of the time, which is, like, fucking crazy, super rare, especially considering like how if you see how storms are in the ocean, which is where like lightning storms, thunderstorms are the most strongest because it's basically just being fed off each other. And a lot of storms in and of themselves start from the ocean and work their way to land, like hurricanes and stuff, tropical storms obviously. So storms usually be busting out there in the damn seas. And even with all how crazy those storms are, these red sprites are still like 5% of all like lightning storms, so that's like hella rare. It says in fact, red sprites were only the first photographed in 1989. So
damn.
Still pretty, yeah. This first time, this is still new. The scientists just discovered like, whoa, damn. What the hell is this red lightning in the sky? Since 1989 was when it was first photographed. It says like regular lightning strikes, the sprites occur following a buildup of electrical charges in clouds. The eerie red color occurs as the charge meets nitrogen in the Earth's atmosphere, and that's why it gives it that little fiery look, I guess, because like, the heat and everything and nitrogen hitting together just turns red. So basically, these are like outer space lightning storms because there's nowhere near Earth, and even if you're on Earth, you can't really look up and see it because the guy who got the recording of this, his name's Andreas Morgensen, and he's he's actually this astronaut on the ISS who was able to get like these camera recording events of these red sprites. I don't know if we want to share that right now.
Oh, the video?
Yeah, if we share the video, I guess.
Can we get that video ran, please? Go to video. The first one that says sprites. Okay, here's their video right here.
Yeah, this is a pretty right here.
It says red sprites in real time over thunderstorms in the SEAC Greece. So this image you guys are actually looking at is during a thunderstorm, right?
Yeah, it's like a lightning storm. It's like getting too hot and they see the catch it.
Right. So you actually see like a what they call it, it's like sprites. It's like the it's almost like a lightning like in between like a cloud.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird, it's so weird.
It's like a lightning, it's like the source of like a lightning storm, I guess it's what it's.
Yeah, it's so weird because it looks so like a it's you know it's so foreign. It's like a it's lightning within between like a lightning, but it doesn't actually get grounded. It's like something that's happening like in the air, like in the clouds. Like from what you're seeing with this video, is you're seeing like a lightning being struck and it hits like midway in the clouds. That's why it's so like it's a phenomenon. They can't really figure out like what exactly is going on with this. I'm sure this is science to it, but
for sure.
Looking at it, like you know, without knowing nothing, it looks crazy, dude. And imagine seeing that from a like an airplane window.
Yeah, actually, they said like a lot of times you could maybe could catch it from an airplane, but they filmed it from space from a specific angle, like right. Where ISS is at. They filmed it with like a specific type of camera. It's called like an event camera, which according to ESA works more like a human eye than a regular camera, sensing changes in contrast rather than capturing an image. An advantage of these cameras is they can produce around 100,000 images in a second. Because these lightnings, because when this lightning, like when these like red sprites happen, it's faster than the human eye can predict. It's like we can't see. We like you have to get a camera that slows everything down 100,000 times an image a second, just in order like just to pick up its strikes. This shit is like moving. This shit's hauling ass, and it seems like when you look at the like, and I'm gonna try. I'll try to show this too when I do like edit of this and put on a TikTok whenever I get a chance, whatever. But like, there's a picture I saw and I forgot to send it to you. It's like it looks like a halo in the sky, like above, yeah. And then that's when the red lightning comes down, and then there's clouds, and then you get like regular lightning. What? So it's a weird thing. But if you watch the video again too, it says like elves, like oh, like
machine elves.
Oh yeah. When I first saw, I was like, machine elves. I thought machine elves, yeah. But it's like this word. It's called like EVLS, I think it's called, or was it? What's the name of it? I can't find it right now. But it's like it starts with an E, but it's like basically like this halo looking thing where the red sprites come from, hits the clouds, and then comes a regular lightning. But it's like the in-between is so quick with that red lightning. It's like you can't see with like really human eyes like that.
Yeah, but so then they're like they're able to catch it like with a camera, like in the different like shutter speed or whatever.
Yeah, 100,000 images in a second. So it's like in every second is like 100,000 images they've got. Boom, 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 boom. So and I'm guessing they probably like
crazy. Like imagine
that's
like
insane.
Like imagine what else is going on like in reality if you're able to have like a camera that can capture like all those like speeds of images, right?
Those, you know what I'm saying? What type of shit we could catch with like within an instant? It makes you think like, because I know like the shortest, like as far as of like as humanity has discovered right now, the shortest length of time is like a plankton second. A plankton second, which is like faster than a second or a millisecond and all that right. Stuff. Plankton is like the fastest amount of time they could ever
like compete a nanosecond. Right now.
Yeah, yeah. Like a human can do right now. At least as far as like we understand it. Like not so much we could see it, but as far as we have machines that can kind of detect that type of speed. And this is one of the things too, is like 100,000 images in a second. I mean, shit. We've been talking about this for how long? How many images was that?
Yeah, that's crazy. Dude, imagine like doing like that type of stuff like in your house. Like if you think your house is haunted, right? And you're doing like these capture speeds of like 1,000 images like per second. And then you see your grandma.
Right, chilling in the corner.
And she's like, hey. I'm just trying to have my coffee. Like, damn.
Can you see me? Oh my god.
I'm not trying to scare you yet.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. Like if you just put like some goggles that we like the goggles themselves will be shooting images 100,000 times a second, but to us it just looks like regular human speed. But then once you upload the images, you see it, you'd be like, hey, fuck, I turn my head, this one's a damn ghoul in the damn corner. That's I can't scary. See it's invisible.
Dude, you know imagine, what I'm saying? Yeah, imagine to have like a VR tech, right? To where you put on the VR goggles, right? And then it's able to distinguish like a different reality, like legit, frequency. Like hey, you can actually see another reality.
Yeah, it'd be like frequencies, man. You're catching frequencies. If you're trying to catch someone like at 100,000 images a second, you're trying to catch motion, which is frequencies. And
yeah, like the whole shit would be bouncing off like information like through all the walls, right? And then it actually creates like an image of you know, somebody that's not supposed to be in the room. Like for example, I know like there's like this glitch. I don't know, maybe it's like a glitch or something like with the Tesla cars. If the Tesla car like go into like a cemetery, it would detect like people. I don't know, like if that's a glitch or something.
Yes, if that's real. I remember that.
Yeah, and then I was thinking like, okay, let's say like that's real, right? And the Tesla car is actually detecting like a ghost or whatever, like in the premise, in you know, your whole area that you're driving through. Let's say like there is like a technology like with VR where you're actually able to see or. Like, not just, like, with VR, but with your regular phone, where your phone is actually able to detect, like, people, like, in the area. If you're doing, like, FaceTime or whatever. Right. Or whatever. Like, you're doing whatever, and then the filter's detecting, like, you know, images of people, like, in the background or something. Because that's basically, like, the same thing, like, what Tesla is doing, like, with the vehicles, human detection, right? They're probably using the same technology with... Like, if somebody was using, like, a Snapchat filter with human detection, and they're able to detect, like, humans in the background, right? Same shit.
Yeah, give it like that. It's depicting, like, a facial feature or maybe a heat signature or something, you know, something.
Yeah, and, that's scary. Imagine that, right? You're taking a selfie, and then there's, like, a fucking... It detects something another face in the back, and they put a face filter on. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, man, fuck that. It's time to move. I ain't asking no more questions. Fuck that.
That's scary.
Among other aims, the study strives to better understand how lightning in the upper atmosphere affects the concentration of greenhouse gases. Because right now, humanity, we're trying to save ourselves right now. Because you're starting to see more and more. A lot of people say, like, we need to understand the greenhouse gases and how all this shit works now, because I think more and more people start to accept the reality that climate change is a fucking real issue. And so now, like, oh, we gotta really start really digging into this. So, so that is talking about greenhouse gases. Because I'm pretty sure when they first discovered this back in '89, nobody was talking about greenhouse gases. It was like, oh, this is like alien like or something. So this isn't like maybe contributed to greenhouse gases as well. So they're trying to study more. But like I said, this has been around since like 1989. So in maybe to humans, that's a long time ago. But in reality, that's like last week, so maybe if not even that long. So this is still new to us. We'll figure this shit out along the way. But that was it for that story. I didn't really have too much any on it. Cause still, like I said, I ain't really too much to talk about with this. But I never knew this existed. I've heard the word Sprite before from like the soda and like maybe like a term for like lightning. But I didn't know it meant like lightning and like above lightning, like King Lightning. I guess it would be whatever, you know.
So like, there's no other explanation. Like, besides, like, the scientific one?
No, I saw this on IFL Science. So, this is, like, straight science page. And this is all, I broke it down to, like, where, like, hey, things that heat. Basically, like, is this energy colliding in with nitrogen, and it's causing, like, this red fiery effect in the sky. Because basically, this is lightning in space. That's basically all it is. Because this is way above anything a plane can go. You get up to a point where, like, there's no oxygen. So, basically, it's lightning in space. Coming down and then hitting clouds and then becoming lightning again, but not as powerful. So, but my conspiracy beanie on, I was like, yo, what if it's like a transfer of information? Like somebody is sending a message, you know, information is coming down.
Yeah.
It's like lightning and it's being broken down. Like,
yeah.
And the cloud filters it to like something. I don't know. Is it trying to communicate something to us? To someone down here?
It could be all random.
It'll be something crazy. I'm going crazy with it.
I knew it was something crazy about that, but I never had like a full explanation or whatever, a conspiracy theory about why that happens.
No, I did see a guy on Reddit yesterday. The only conspiracy I saw outside of this, because it's not really a lot, it was a guy on Reddit and he was talking about, he's like, hey, man, I've been studying weather my entire life, and I never heard this before. Is this a Mandela storm or a process of, like, you know,
a Mandela storm
or Mandela effect? Yeah, I've read it. I read the whole thread of everybody saying, like, some guy was like, well, I used to play the guitar my whole life, and I just learned that this other thing I could do with the guitar, whatever it was, it's some musical instrument or whatever that he never heard of, but he studied instruments his whole life. And he's like, well, but now I know this exists now, but that doesn't mean it never existed before. So, because that's what people were saying against the combat, like, this guy saying, like, yeah, I never knew about this lightning storm at all. I've been studying weather my whole life. This is new. This is like a part of the Mandela effect. So, of course, some people pushed it back. Like, maybe you don't know everything.
I know it's new, but I wouldn't, like, you know, like, put that into, like, with the Mandela effect. That's weird.
I didn't really get behind that. But because I was looking up, like, Red Sprite conspiracy. And then when I looked up some, I just saw some from Reddit. And I was like, there's not really a lot of conspiracies behind it. Also because a lot of people don't know anything about this. So it's kind of hard to put a conspiracy behind something you don't know about. So.
Yeah, that's a good one. Because to me, like, I saw that a long time ago, and I was wondering if anybody ever, like, asked you research anything else about the whole Sprite situation. Because I know it's real, like, from the images I saw, from the videos. I was like, this shit is real, but what is actually going on?
Yeah, because I remember I was like yesterday or the day before whenever I brought it up to you. Like, oh, yeah, I heard about this before. I was like, this is the first time I'm hearing about it. Now, that's not me saying I'm with the Mandela theory. I'm not saying it at all. I'm just saying, like, this is new to me, though. I never knew. So I was like, this is kind of fucking freaky.
Yeah, it's there.
But it's so rare, though. I can see why a lot of people probably never even knew about this, though. Because it only happens, like, out of 5% of the lightning storms, you know?
Yeah, I was actually surprised, like, you brought up that topic.
Yeah,
when you sent me the video, I was like, holy shit, how did you come across this?
Yeah, I was like, okay, let me try to find something for the show. And I got on IFL Science, and it's like just some recent discovery. Well, not recent discovery, but it was up in a topic of like one of the main topics they had on the page. And I was like, oh, let me read into it. And I was like, holy shit, the pictures they had was crazy. So then,
that shit is crazy. Like, if you see the videos of it, it's wild. Like, you're like, hey, what the hell's going on? It doesn't look normal.
And when you're on Earth, you can't see. When you look it up, you'll never see it, I guess. That's what I'm assuming. You can never see it from Earth. You have to be at a specific height to catch it. You can't see it. Space.
All right, next topic for tonight. So a man went missing in Alaska while he was looking for the Black Pyramid.
All right.
That's good, right?
That's good. I like
that. Suck him in. All right, so Nathan Campbell, 41 years old. He chartered a plane to Corey Lake in Denali National Park in May 27, 2020. So this happened in 2020. And he was aiming to spend 4 months alone in a remote area in Alaska all on his own. So, like, he was on a mission to search for the Black Pyramid. And this pyramid, it was rumored to have like a underground power source in Alaska. And it was all like on the internet. They're like, okay, there's like a pyramid out there in Alaska and has like a power source. So this dude, Nathan Campbell, 41, he went out to Alaska to go search for this power source. And when I was reading this article yesterday, it reminded me of like my mushroom trip. You know, I also want to talk about mushroom trip because, it always relates to, like, a lot of stuff, like, in life, like, later in life. Because, like, there's parts of my mushroom trip where I can't even explain yet until I can reach that area where I can explain to you guys. Because it's so deep, you know? But, like, when this guy was talking about, like a pyramid with a power source and stuff, I actually, in my mushroom trip, I saw a pyramid with a power source, like, deep within the pyramid. But the power source, it was missing. It was, like, dark. It was black. But I can see, like, it was wrapped around. And, like you know the thing, like, you go to the museum and it's wrapped around. Like, hey, you can't cross over. But I saw where the energy source was at, but the energy source was, like, empty. But I saw where the energy source was at in a pyramid. Whatever pyramid it was, I saw it, and I was like, oh, shit, there's, like, an empty power source in this pyramid. So, like, When I was going through like this story about this dude, he went to Alaska looking for like a black pyramid that went missing. Like this dude, like he went there like not even knowing, like you know, like what exactly was gonna happen to him. Like he went there knowing like, hey, it's just like a fun trip, and I'm gonna expose this black pyramid, and I'm not gonna find no black pyramid. But like he came across like a military base, right? The military base was the one they were doing like research with the, you know, remember we talked about HAARP, HAARP, HAARP in Alaska.
Yeah, HAARP. Yeah.
There's like a HAARP program, or whatever. He came across like those people who was doing like you know, like research like in that area. So like there's evidence like from like 1992 with the Chinese people, they were doing like a nuclear test that they suggest that there was like a pyramid shape like out there like in Alaska that's like 700 feet like below the interior of Alaska. So the Chinese people in 1992, like they did a test and like, hey, like there's a pyramid like 700 feet below Alaska, where, you know, like, you ever heard this before? Like the Chinese people, like, they discover something like 700 feet below, and they found like a pyramid, like in Alaska.
Not top of my head. I'm trying to like, I'm going through like my memory bank. I'm like, have I heard this before? Maybe I'm thinking about Antarctica, my brain, but maybe okay. But so what, China was digging into like...
China was digging into this like pyramid shit like back in like 1992. Like when we were kids. And they were digging in like Alaska and they found like this pyramid out there. Bobster says... I think Bobster says, happy birthday, Judy.
Oh, happy birthday, Judy.
Her birthday's on the 20th, by the way.
What's today? Oh, the 12th. Yeah, Bob's
early, but it's cool. Yeah. We can celebrate.
Happy early birthday, though.
But yeah, like the... Yeah, this pyramid, like China, they knew about this in 1992. Is that crazy? 92? Yeah.
Hell yeah.
In Alaska, by the way, Bob. It's Alaska. Yeah.
Yes, happy birthday, Bob. Yes. Happy birthday, Bob.
That's and the dude, you know, the dude that went to go look for it, Nathan Campbell, 41 years old. It was actually like a conspiracy with TikTok and everything. He actually went to go look for this pyramid, right? And now he's missing. He's gone. Dude is done. Like, just like everybody else, like in the stories that we talk about, these people, they go missing when they go look for stuff they're not supposed to go look for.
That's why you don't go look for it, man. This is not meant to be looked for.
Curiosity killed the cat.
But somebody's got to do it, though. I do feel like somebody has to, like, you know, bite the bullet. I don't think nobody should, but somebody has to.
Yeah, he did it, and his MIA is gone.
Went off world.
I mean, like, if we can send, like, a positive message for, like, people trying to find the truth, like, what would be the best and safest way for people to do this?
In order to, like just to get to the bottom of, like, to say, like...
Right, if you knew something, like, really corrupted, right? Like, if you knew about a kindergarten, like, down the street from you that was doing pedophile shit, how would you do it?
How would you pursue it? Would it be the local authorities, or would it be like a personal investigation? Would you go to the school, like,
just call local authorities?
Yeah, like local authorities or 11 Alive News. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because Fox 5 is the one that breaks the heartbreaking shit. They show up at your job.
Yeah, I think like the smart move is just to call the authorities.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, contact, like, hey, Fox 5, I got some information So if you got like an investigative news person there, please can y'all look into this? And they probably might look into it maybe, and then show up at the front door like. Doop, 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 doop.
You know how like the cops knock? They knock like pretty aggressive.
Actually, I was thinking more like 11 and Fox 5 showing up. The reporters, you know, like when they be busting, like, because usually like when they bust like scams and stuff, they show up to people's front door. It's because like regular people calling in, like, hey man, these people are like they bugging over here, they scamming, and they show up. Fox 5 will go up to the door, and be like, and they don't answer.
Dude, I remember they called the cops on us like one time when we were playing Rock Band.
Over there.
Yeah, like too loud at the apartments. So like, they're like, hey, you guys got a good drummer, but you might want to keep it down because somebody complained about you guys.
Yeah.
Well, then my cousin Cream was like, can we do one more song?
Let's get one more in.
Kyle was like, man, run it one time. Let's go.
Oh, that was like the, I think that was like the golden era of like gaming.
That was the golden era of like music and games.
I was thinking about it not too long ago. I'm like, man, there's never been nothing like as interactive as that since then, as game-wise. Like, we've basically gone back to sitting down and playing games again.
Yeah, it's not that like interactive no more.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like the whole story with the guy like who went to Alaska that went missing after searching for the Black Pyramid. And it's crazy because the Black Pyramid was like a conspiracy that was made up by like TikTok and YouTube.
Really?
And he went searching for it. But the weird shit is he literally went missing after that. Can't find his body. The dude is gone.
Not too close.
He got way too close. You know? He saw the owl. The owl was like, ow.
Is this an owl?
Like, you're none. That's it.
Like that. I would never go on an escapade.
Or, like, you thinking, like, he made it to, like, the end game?
To the what?
Like, the end game?
The end game? You think he lived that long?
Yeah, like, a cheat code. Like, he found the cheat code.
Ooh.
Yeah, he met that final owl. And the owl was like, ow. Okay. Here's what all that shit really looks like.
The truth.
Because I saw that on my mushroom trip, and I don't know if I should tell this, but it got so wild where I thought everything was all fake, right? Everything was fake, and I was gonna drain my whole bank account, everything, and I was gonna disappear.
And go where?
Just somewhere, not here. I was gonna be gone. Like nobody could have find. Like, I was gonna be gone.
Off the grid.
Yeah, like completely off the grid, because I knew the truth, and I was like, oh, I was like, you guys fucking played me this whole time. That's what I said out loud. I was like, you guys played me the whole time.
You played me like a fucking fiddle.
Yeah, I was like, you guys played me the whole time. I was like, watch me drain this account. I was gonna drain everything, and somebody stop me. I don't know if I can say thank God, but I don't know.
Thank the universe. Thank nature.
Yeah, it's still weird. It's very weird. It's very sketch.
If nothing else exists, nature does. It's like worship. I'd be like, thank you, nature, or whoever's out there.
Nature, a.k.a. like the damn calculator. It's like calculating everything you do and shit, right?
Everything. There was this guy. Did you see this video recently of this dude's house that blew up in Washington, D.C.?
No. Oh, you told me like, about it.
I think I did. That was the last. Damn, I think I did talk about it last week. Whatever. That was old news. It's old news. Never mind. Somebody's house blew up. It was crazy. Some dude lost his fucking mind.
So dangerous.
He felt like he was getting too close to the truth, and the cop showed up, and his house blew up. I'm like, was he getting close to the truth? God, y'all say he crazy, but his house got blown up in a massive way, like a bomb went off. So
imagine, right? Like if he really did get too close to the truth, and they blow his, they're like, all right,
FBI showed up.
Like, all right, you better stop. Like, you better stop. Or we can blow your house up. And then he was like, man, bet blow it up. And then shit blows up.
Cause they say he was saying some wild stuff. They say he was saying some wild stuff online, but then like, the FBI showed up. I was like, y'all didn't send no regular cops? FBI showed up like this man was like he was ready for war or something. Mm. I don't know. Very weird.
Wow. That's scary. What else we got? That's it for Black Pyramid, by the way.
I got this Henry Kissinger dude right quick I could talk about. Just send him
up. Oh, Bob knows about this dude.
Oh, you do, Bob? Yes.
Yeah. This dude, Henry Kissinger, let's hear it.
Fucking awful.
Let's hear it.
Henry Kissinger. So Henry Kissinger, Holocaust survivor when he was a little boy. Him and his family escaped Germany way back when the Nazis were turning the fuck up. And his family barely escaped it, or they escaped it, whatever the case may be. They escaped it, and they got to America. But he wound up growing up to be a part of the United States government that dealt with, like, foreign policies and whatnot, and stuff like that. But he wound up becoming, like, the... And we may not see it now. Like, most people may not see it right now in this moment. But history is always going to remember the truth a lot of times. And they're going to be seeing, like, he's the greatest, like, the most genocidal maniac in the history of all humans. He's killed countless people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people try to like they want to break it down and want to contribute to like, well, because he went through these atrocities of the Holocaust and then maybe in some kind of extreme way he's trying to prevent, you know, atrocities from happening in America. Don't matter. He was mainly just like super duper paranoid during that era of the 60s and 70s. He worked with Nixon, Reagan, all these cruel motherfuckers, worked hand in hand with him, even worked with Obama because Obama gave him a medal and shit like he was a hero. But Henry Kissinger basically been on a campaign for decades, just murdering people and setting up coups, overthrowing countries because the CIA were closest with him. But one of his biggest atrocities, we talked about before the show, was that his massacre in Cambodia. Now, he went around the world affecting millions and millions and millions of lives. Even here in America, he made attacks on the black community. And some of those rumors saying that he assisted in the drugs going into the black community with the CIA. He's working hand in hand with them and the whole Contra shit. But his biggest, most cruel thing he ever did was with Cambodia. And this is during the campaign in 1969 when, in this weird way, like, because in 69, America was going head-to-head with Vietnam for whatever the damn stupid reason America wouldn't do it. And Henry Kissinger thought it would be a good idea to start attacking Cambodia people because he thought at the time where he thought Cambodians was going to start interfering and siding with the Viet Cong and making it harder for America to do what he got to do over there. Mm. And so just in case Cambodia stepped in the way, he just started bombing them. And they went on a bombing campaign that dropped 540,000 tons of bombs. And they killed millions of people in the process. And that was along with Nixon. Nixon approved of it. But awful, awful, awful. To completely destabilize an entire country, which caused a lot of people to basically just have to leave. Awful shit. And it was like a secret bomber too, because a lot of people didn't know what was going on at the time, but he was the one. And the thing is too, Henry Kissinger, a lot of times, he would just send out orders and be like, hey, generals, do this and this, and generals would do it. But they said what made Cambodia something especially evil about what he did, he personally picked specific spots to blow up. This wasn't like no military generals doing it. This wasn't anybody lower than them. He didn't delegate these positions or anything. He was specifically picking spots to murder people and dropping bombs and completely displaced an entire country. Says the fissures from the disaster military campaign led to 8 years of civil war between Cambodian government and the genocidal Khmer Rouge, led to this whole other shit that led to another 257,000 deaths. It was awful, but he put Cambodia on the fucking ropes and just fucked it all up. But he That's died so crazy. For a long time, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy because I never know what like it tied into that guy.
Yeah, awful. Yeah. I brought him up on the show before too. He's fucking insane.
Yeah, until like recently, like I heard, like this dude died like at 100, but he was like the main guy that would. He was the, like the one that he allowed all the bombs in Cambodia.
Yeah.
He was, so like the whole shit is crazy. Like you know, like with the whole war, right? The whole like the situation with like the Vietnamese people and the Cambodian people when they were like fighting like that whole time. Like, I was wondering, like, what exactly were they fighting for, right? Because, when I was growing up, like, my dad, he was telling me how, like, the Vietnamese people, like, they did Cambodian people, like, really wrong. Like, they fucked up, like, a lot of shit, like, for, like, the regular, like, living, like, with for the Cambodian people, which, like, my dad said, we didn't do nothing to deserve, like, that stuff. So I was wondering, like, what the hell actually, like, happened, like, with the Vietnamese people and the Cambodian people? Because then when I hear you telling the story with the dude, the Kissinger guy, right? The one that was allowing like the bombing in Cambodia. Mm-hmm. And he did recently die, two weeks ago? He lived a full life, right? 100 years, right? He lived the whole full life. That's so crazy.
He lived a longer life. He lived a longer life than he gave anyone else a chance to live. It's awful. This man was awful. He lived 100 years too long, in my opinion. Like America was at one time, and still in a weird kind of way. America has this weird thing where they become obsessed with, like, oh, what's this new culture or something that's going to, like, destabilize our American ideology? Mm-hmm. We have to kill it. And during, like, the 60s and 70s was, like, well, 50s, 60s, and 70s during the Cold War was, like, the whole Red Scare thing. And so that's when, like, during that whole era, there was, like, okay, communism is spreading from China to, like, Vietnam, and it's going to spread to Cambodia. We got to kill Cambodia. Mm-hmm. And that's why, like, when in one time where America was plotting to, like, actually go to war, like, a nuclear war with Cuba, because they was worried about communism spreading through, like, Florida. But JFK, like, nixed it. JFK didn't want it, and then all of a sudden he get assassinated. America got this weird, like, obsession with trying to, like, stop, like, anything from getting disrupted American ideology. Like, don't disrupt our brain network, what we got going on. Our indoctrination system we got going over here. Don't nobody get involved in it. And we're trying to stop everybody else around the world from getting, like, thinking differently, you know? That's why, you know,
damn, that's so everywhere. Fucking crazy, dude.
Insane, man.
So you think like America, like they have like the impact like on these other countries like that?
They stabilize like, shit as far right as, now, like, man. With
Cambodia, Thailand, Laos, all the Southeast countries. You think like the American government get a tie in that?
All of that's why someone like Biden right now is going like through the grinder with like voters, because more and more people starting to find out like, hey, you're cool with Israel being like this over there. Like, America kind of backs up the bad guys all the time and funds that shit a lot.
Funds it all the time.
Usually orchestrates it. Because, like, to see, like, the FBI, yeah, FBI is fucking insane. But you have the CIA, which is way worse. They destabilize governments all around the world. And then we have people coming from other countries coming to here. It's because America did it in the first place. And then people in America get mad at these people coming over here. Well, your government is sending these people out of their homeland, and they all got to go somewhere. And they come in here, and then you're getting mad about. So, what we got... When are the people going to start holding the government accountable for why these atrocities are happening to these other people? And because now it's going to start just kind of riffs of like, well, we don't want, like, you know, people south of the border in Mexico coming to, you know, America because they're taking all jobs, they're taking all spaces. But the government's the reason why a lot of them running up here in the first place, because the shit they were doing in Central America. So America intervening in all that and destabilizing government. So, yeah, it's wild, man. America's wild, man. And so, and one of the biggest motherfuckers ever was Henry Kissinger. He was leading the charge on a lot of shit, man. So, rest in hell to him. He died at a way too long of an age of 100, man. Evil lives way too long.
Yeah, he lived, like, really long. But, like who are we to judge that, though, right?
Yeah.
I was like, good for him. He lived, like, a full life while doing all that fucked up shit.
Hey.
Like, maybe, like, that's, like, his life path. Like, he was supposed to do fucked up shit.
He'll be
like,
back, though.
Hey, maybe I was supposed to do this shit. And maybe I was supposed to let all this shit... I was supposed to allow all this shit to happen. He was, like, the catalyst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of shit.
For something that could be, like, a whole lot greater. Because if you look at Cambodia right now, right? A lot of it is being owned by, like, the Chinese regime. Like, they took over the whole Cambodia shit, dude.
Mm.
Especially, like, with the whole casino shit, the whole building, the whole structure, how they're structuring, like, Cambodia right now. It's all being controlled by...
Back by China?
The whole Chinese people.
Yeah, this same thing's happening in parts of Africa where they're taking over, like, diamond mines. China's, right, like, sending in, like...
The diamond mines?
The diamond mines in Africa, yeah. China took it over now. Straight up. It's crazy. And the politicians of these specific regions in Africa just like handed it over. They're like, all right, cool, because they got paid out, and now China just like runs these old mines. What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
What's going on? Everybody racing for resources. That's all it is. Everybody's racing for resources or a Stargate, something, man. But they're just taking over shit.
I think the Chinese here. Never mind. I'll take a quick break, 5 minutes, and we're back. All right, guys, next topic for tonight.
Yeah, I got one more topic. It's a silly story, but it's a serious story.
I love silly stories.
So this is a story about why you should never bring metal or anything near an MRI machine. So there's this individual. I mentioned on the show before about how, for some reason, like lately, people have been bringing guns and metal objects inside of MRI machines, which they never should. MRI machines are basically just like giant magnets and shit, mm-hmm. and they cause metal and any types of like machinery to like really malfunction right. within that room. And like last year, I think it was last year, earlier this year, who knows? A guy had brought a gun into an MRI machine area.
Damn.
And he brought the gun he had on him went off. Huh?
He brought a whole gun.
He brought a whole gun, and the gun went off and shot himself, and it killed him. Recently, there was a lady who did the same thing, who brought a gun with her around an MRI machine. And she's like 57 years old. It shot her too, but she actually survived. But this is a story. I went down this weird rabbit hole about MRI accidents. And the one I came across is about like, and I saw a video talking about this, was where somebody that got near an MRI machine was wearing a butt plug.
Damn.
Yeah, it was like inserted. It was like, it was in there.
What exactly is a butt plug for somebody who doesn't know about this?
All right, so a butt plug kind of looks like, is it a teardrop?
A teardrop? Like? But what do they do with this?
Oh, so with the object, you know, if you like, you know, your chocolate starfish stretched out a little bit, you know, you just pop it in there, you know, let it sit, and then you like you relax. and you just chill with it inside of you. And so somebody went in with a butt plug
right.
near MRI machine, and because it was metal, the magnetism of the MRI machine, it actually took it from nicely placed into the balloon knot, and it pulled it all the way up through their intestines and into the cavity of their chest.
Oh,
basically,
shit.
Basically, they said it was like a rail gun going off in their body. Like,
just was metal. It like was it a magnetic butt plug?
Well, here's the thing. Yes, it was a metal butt plug, but the thing is, the owner didn't know it was metallic. So the owner of this butt plug, where the butt plug went into their chest, is suing the company that they bought the butt plug from, because when they bought it, it was advertised as nothing but silicone. It never said anything about having a metal core. So it was a metal core surrounded by all rubber. But that little metal core it had was what the MRI pulled it up through their chest. But the person that purchased the butt plug didn't know it was metal inside of it. They thought it was all silicone. And so, yeah, they got shot in the chest by their own butt dildo. And
wait, so there was like a something metal that was in it that allowed it to sucked up to the chest, right?
Yeah, it was like a metal core. It was a metal core they had, and it was surrounded by all silicone. So the person that bought the butt plug didn't realize it was a silicone core. When they bought the package, they was making sure that it wasn't a metal core in it or any type of metal. They just wanted solid rubber butt plug.
Hmm.
And so that's what they purchased it for. And so I guess they walk around all day with thinking it's a silicone butt plug up in them. It's actually a metal core. And they walked into the wrong place and found out that it had a metal core. And it was an MRI room. So it shot the MRI machine, the magnetic pull, made the butt plug go up all the way through their stomach and got in their chest. Now, the person survived, but it did serious injury because it just went through everything. It just, like, just got to the chest. And
yeah, I would imagine. Right? Like, imagine, like, telling, like, your people about this story.
Yeah. Why are you in the hospital today?
Yeah, because you're basically, like, on like, deathbed, right? Like, they don't know what's going to happen to you. And you got to explain that to your family members.
The doctor said I got, like, 8 hours to live. Because I had a butt plug in my butt.
That's...
Got pulled into my chest.
That's horrifying and disgusting.
How can you explain that to your family? Like, yeah, like my butt play with. Like,
that's right. That's the like, thing. Okay, we get it. You're gay. It's
like,
right?
Gay. It's like something. Because like, if I remember correctly, they never explained the gender.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, they never explained the gender of this person, because it could have been like a female, I think. It might have been a man. They keep an identity a secret. But
I think females are more clean with it, but
could be. Might have been a dude.
Yeah. They could get messy actually, like that too. Yeah.
I did see an x-ray picture of where the butt plug ended up at in the person's body. like as a side X-ray vision, like a side profile of their body, and it shows like on the side view is like in their chest, like just it's
Jesus nestled Christ.
There. This is just like a little boodle, like just.
They went really deep. Too deep. Yeah, that's, come on.
Yeah, man. So MRI machines, man. What's up with people bringing shit around it? I don't know. It's a magnet. Stop bringing metal. Don't bring car keys. I've never been in an MRI room. I've never been in one. But I know, like, hey, like, don't bring metal objects. Don't bring coins, keys. Especially a fucking gun.
Right, like, I got a cousin who got shot with, like, a BB gun. Like, with the metal pellets, right? And there's like a metal pellet that's stuck in his arm. Still maybe to this day, there's still the pellet still in his arm. Because I can feel it, like, you know, mm-hmm. I think the last time I hung out with him, and then he let me touch like the pellet gun bullet in his arm.
He still got it?
Yeah, like it's still in his arm. Like, then all the muscle like grew over it and stuff. He's like, hey, what's gonna happen when you go in the MRI machine? It's like, oh, maybe I just gotta tell them, you know, like, hey, there's like a metal bullet in my arm, but it's like it's a pellet bullet.
I get it, because some things get stuck in your body, you can't get it out. Like, I got a piece of glass in my foot that I never was able to get out, and I just healed over it. There's a tiny holy shit. Back when I was in my 20s, I stepped on a piece of, like, glass, and it got stuck in my foot, and I was able to pull it apart. But you know, like, how glass, like, will break off and leave, like, a little sliver, and it gets even harder to pull out? Dude. I had, like, a really tiny piece of glass that was, like, a sliver, and I couldn't get out.
Oh, shit.
And I just healed over, and then it stopped hurting, so.
Dude, I got almost the same story like you, dude. I got a glass in my foot, right? I let it heal over, and then it healed over, like, so much to where it came. Like, there's so much calluses, like, on my foot, right? To where the glass, like, healed over. I was like, fuck it. And I was still, like, young. I'm not, like, adult yet, right? So I was like, okay, I'm gonna get like, a toenail clipper. And I'm gonna start clipping this shit out, right? So I started clipping it out. And then, like, I clipped it out to where I got deep enough to where I was able to see what the hell was causing, like, this pain. And it was, like, a big-ass, like a piece of glass, dude. And then I picked it out with the toenail clipper. I picked it out, big ass piece of glass, dude. I was like, holy shit, this is what's causing me pain the whole time. I could barely walk normal and shit. Like, it fucked up everything. And I found that it was like that piece of glass, and I took that shit out, and then my foot, like, healed up normally.
Dr. Waters, like, shit.
Yeah. Doctor? What doctor?
Because I was using tweezers to get mine out. And, like, every time I kept grabbing the tweezers, like, I was getting big chunks out at first.
Holy
but the
shit.
More I kept pulling, parts were, like, breaking off. So
Damn.
Yeah, eventually the tweezer I had became useless. I couldn't even dig in and get the glass. It broke off to a point where the glass that I was trying to get was so deep in my toe. I was like, fuck it, man.
Fuck it. Eventually, like, go to the doctor.
Eventually, my buddy. Yeah, eventually, like, my body got used to it or stopped hurting, but I just healed over it, and then...
Yeah, that's wild, dude. Like, if I knew, like, I couldn't get the rest out, I would just give it. I'd be like, all right, I'm gonna go to a doctor.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I had to go to work the next day. I didn't have time. I was like, whatever. I can't afford to call off.
So. That's wild.
This is back when I was like... I think this might have been back during, like, my Fresh Express days. This is how far back that was.
Shit.
Long time ago. Long time ago.
Dude, I was just talking about that place today. That place is not normal, dude.
Nah, man. I was telling Melissa about it the other day. I was like, hey, it's like, we all came up through, like, the Fresh Express, like, that we all, like, followed through that same.
You and Bob in chat.
Bob, Jeremy, we all came through that shit. Oh, good times. But that's it for that story. Yeah, but be careful with butt plugs. Make sure they got no metal core. Don't go on MRI machines. In fact, save the butt plugs when you're at home. Why you gotta go out in public with it?
Right. I think we're good for the episode.
Good.
Where are we at? Almost 2 hours? Come on.
Yeah.
That's like three topics. That's good shit, dude. Shit.
Yes, yes. So what's the schedule for next week? Because I'm working next week on Tuesdays. I have to do Saturdays now.
So what's your off day?
Saturday.
Okay,
what Saturdays and Sundays. Saturdays and Sundays.
Are you cool with Saturday episode?
That's cool, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not this Saturday coming up, obviously. The next Saturday.
Okay, let's take one week off. Because we're actually taking a vacation. We're going to New York tomorrow, actually.
What?
Yeah, we're going to New York tomorrow. And we're going to be there till, like, next week, so.
Okay. When you guys getting back, y'all be gone the whole next week?
We'll be back the whole next week.
Okay, yeah. I should be good to do it, like, not this Saturday, but the Saturday after that. So, whatever was it to 23rd, I think, maybe? I don't know. I don't know my calendar. Whatever it is. Getting put on my calendar.
Wait, so you can't do, like, weekdays no more?
Yeah, my schedule is about to be from, like, what is it going to be? I think it's going to be from 5:30 right now to 1:30 in the morning. Damn. I'm working like a mid-shift. I'm working a crazy mid-shift.
That's wild.
Yeah, then like the first of the year, I'll be working from 3:30 to 11:30 p.m. I got like a whole mid-shift schedule right now.
Damn.
It sucks. I'm on a morning schedule.
Wait, we're going to end this podcast. I'll text you.
Oh, yeah. All right, then. Yo, he was like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, the podcast is, yeah. Let's not stretch it out. We'll discuss this offline.
Yeah, my fault. I ain't mean to bring it up now.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. Peace out. Adios.
See you guys.